you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, look, be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
You know how once a song is used for a movie or a video is associated with a song, you never hear the song the same way. So every time I hear Frank Sinatra and Luck Be a Lady, I think of that scene in Mrs. Doubtfire when Robin Williams is getting dressed up as a woman.
What makes you put those two together?
Because the genius that is Robin Williams. This is your Friendly Neighborhood Radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, on your Thursday morning at 17 minutes after 10 o'clock. I'm here with my tag team partner on these community conversations on WRGN. He is Erwin Mandel, the senior vice president of the Chicago Bulls, who is in the midst of transitioning into retirement. He joins us on your radio friend. Good morning, Erwin.
Good morning, Glenn.
Did you ever see Frank Sinatra?
I did see him once at the old Chicago Stadium, and I was in the third balcony, but it was still thrilling to be there. He's probably, well, he and Elvis Presley, I would say, are the two greatest male singers of all time, in my opinion.
How was seeing a concert in the old Chicago Stadium? How was the
I
sound?
Loved the old Chicago Stadium. It had charm. It was certainly old and antiquated, but it was tight quarters, and it just, I don't know, it exuded old time charm, and it was a thrill to be there. And you know, I saw a number of concerts in my time with the Bulls at the Chicago Stadium and then at the United Center. I've seen about 15 or 20 of the very top stars, and that was always a nice fringe benefit about working for the Bulls.
He is Erwin Mandel. He is the retiring senior vice president of the Chicago Bulls. This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJN. The Chicago Stadium, the old stadium, it had a very unique structure because it literally, the fans literally went straight up from the ice and from the basketball court. And I have so many incredible memories of attending Bulls games. And
yeah, well, you felt you were right on the action.
You were on the action.
And you know, that made it nicer. So even if you were up very high, like in the third balcony, you still you still felt a little bit closer to the action than you otherwise would have.
What year did you start with the Bulls?
Believe it or not, I started in 1973.
All right, so
I'm 73 years old. So I started when I was about 30 years old, and it's been a dream job. There's almost nobody that I would trade places with job-wise. I have made a statement, and I'm not kidding when I say this. I would have rather had the job and career that I've had than to be a billionaire. That's how much I've loved it. It's been great for me, for my family. My sons were ball boys from the ages of 5 to 17, so they were ball boys during the Jordan years. And, prior to then, I worked in the tax department of Arthur Andersen, which was at that time a great CPA firm. But, you know, if I would go to a party or see some friends, what are they going to do? Say, Irwin, you know, what kind of tax returns did you work on today? You know, nobody cared. And all of a sudden, once I joined the Bulls, obviously, totally coincidentally, you know, people would flock around me. I would be, the topic of conversation. Well, it wasn't that I would be, but the Bulls would be. Just as if I saw a friend who worked for a sports team, there's no question I would have latched on to that person and kept talking to them about their team and about sports. So my job has been interesting. It's been mentally stimulating. The salary cap was probably the most important part of my job. Having the Bulls maneuver through the salary cap to try to get done what the Bulls wanted to do basketball-wise. I was never the person, Glenn, who said, player A is better than player B, or we shouldn't get player C, he's not a good defender or something. That's not, I wasn't the talent evaluator. That was the general manager and the basketball player personnel people. But I was an important component because anything, if you are in a sport where there's a salary cap, as there is in baseball and football and hockey, any move that you want to make, like basketball-wise, has to be done in compliance with the rules of the salary cap. So even if the two teams can agree on a trade, and even if it makes total sense to the two teams, if it doesn't abide by the salary cap rules, the league office will disallow the trade.
You know how important memories are as you're growing up as a child, and I was a huge Bulls fan from the time the Bulls became an expansion franchise in the late 60s. I mean, I go back to Bob Love and Chet Walker and Tom Boerwinkle and Jerry
Those
Sloan.
Those were the guys on the team when I joined.
And Dick Motta. And then when I was in high school, my high school at Maine East had an on-the-air radio station. And I actually applied to your team for two press passes when I was a junior in high school. And they gave them to me. And then at that point, I was able to go to the stadium and park in right by gate 4.5 there as a 17, 18-year-old kid. And in those days, you got to sit on the floor. That was press row.
Yeah.
And then I became friendly with Jim Durham, the great Chicago Bulls play-by-play man. There has never been a better basketball play-by-play man than Jim Durham, who's now passed away, unfortunately.
I agree with you 100%. I loved Jim Durham. I think that he's the best that I've ever heard. And I think that, the Bulls have today some terrific broadcasters. But I personally have always felt that Jim Durham was the single best. And in fact, I recommended to the head of NBC TV Sports when they were televising the NBA games, that I suggested to him that he hire Jim Durham for that. Jim had a great voice. He had a great knowledge of the game. He was very articulate, and he made the game sound so much more exciting. I agree with you about him. I loved him. And
he was such a good guy. I got to meet him even before I got the press passes, and literally our relationship developed where he would come to Maine East in the morning and do basketball interviews with me at the high school radio station. That was Jim Durham. Those are were the days when the games were on WNBA.
He had a good heart. He was a caring person, and that doesn't surprise me in the least that he did that. He was a dear friend, he and his wife, and we lost him, I think, to cancer. We lost him about 8 or 10 years ago,
right.
And that was way too soon.
And I was so fortunate to be able to reconnect with him and let him know how much he meant to me before he passed away. He's Irwin Mandel. He is the senior vice president for the Chicago Bulls. He is retiring. We're speaking with him out there in beautiful Scottsdale. So make us a little jealous. It's pretty crummy here right now. What is it going to be today?
Okay, no. Today it's going to be about 73. Glenn, I never brag when I'm talking to people up north. I never brag.
Why?
About the weather down here. I'll tell you why. Because when one winter, when my wife and I were in Chicago, we were talking to a friend who had a place down in Florida. And, you know, it was like 20 degrees at the time in Chicago, and she was saying, oh, I'm sitting out here overlooking the water, and it's 85 degrees here, and, you know, she was bragging about it, and I said to herself, or to myself, that, that woman does not have much sensitivity, because I didn't really want to hear how beautiful it was in Florida since I was in cold, snowy Chicago. So I when people ask me how the weather is down here, I always say it's nice, and you know I hope it's doing well in Chicago as well.
I lived
now,
in
my golf game doesn't do so well, but the weather does.
I lived in Tampa for 21 years before moving back to Wisconsin to do this radio show, and I always would brag about the weather to my people.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, as a woman in a good friend of my wife's and mine it from Tampa, and she was bragging about it. I just thought that that was not smart of her. So
well, after 44 years, Irwin Mandel is or Mandel. Mandel, I'll get
Mandel,
it right.
Mandel,
yes,
that's
sorry
okay.
about that.
He's
retired.
Worse,
yes,
so
and he's seen it all with the Bulls, including, of course, the sixth championship run with Michael Jordan. How important was the friction? You talk about that you weren't responsible for getting the players, but how important was the friction between Jerry Krause, the general manager, and Phil Jackson, the head coach, to produce the kind of tension that was necessary to motivate those guys for six different championships?
Well, Phil Jackson was a master psychologist, and I think that he tried to instill somewhat of an us against them philosophy and the part of the players, and I think he used that to motivate the players. Phil got the most out of the Bulls players. I respect him very much as a coach. I think he might be the best coach in sports history when it comes to taking a team that is championship possible caliber and bringing it to a championship. He knew how to press the right buttons. As I said, master psychologist, he knew how to talk to the players. He knew the game backwards and forwards, and he got the most out of them. Me personally, and I always got along well with him, personally, I wish that he didn't instill as much an us against them philosophy. I think maybe he still could have gotten the championships had he not used that approach, but I think he felt that that approach would help the team win. On a slightly different point, in my opinion, the Chicago Bulls fans had the single greatest privilege of all time of any sports fans. And I'm not saying that the Bulls were the number one sports or were the best sports team of all time or even the best basketball team of all time. I don't think we were. I think we were one of the very greatest basketball teams of all time, and one of the greatest sports teams of all time, because we did win the 6 championships. We had the greatest player of all time in Michael Jordan, the most exciting player of all time, the most popular player of all time, the most popular team of all time, getting a Bulls ticket for the games was very possibly the most desirable entertainment ticket of all time. And as I said, it was just a privilege to have been a Bulls fan. You know, whenever I would see Michael Jordan, or many times when I would see him, I would, you know, say to him, thanks for the privilege. I remember back in about 1977 when the Philadelphia 76ers acquired Dr. J, and I said, I was jealous of the 76er fans, and I said to myself, boy, are those guys lucky. They get to follow Dr. J every game. Little did I realize that about 7 years later, the Bulls fans would have an even bigger privilege to follow Michael Jordan and to follow those very great Bulls teams. And I'm not just saying that because I work for the Bulls. That's my honest opinion. To have won 6 world championships, you know, so few teams have done that, and to have done it in the exciting way that the Bulls did. We also had Scottie Pippen, who, in my opinion, was not an overrated player. In my opinion, he was an underrated player, because not only was he a great offensive player, he was also one of the 2 or 3 best defensive players of all time. He was voted one of the 50 greatest of all time. In my opinion, he was better than that. I felt he was about the 25th, approximately, best player of all time. When I personally really respect a player who plays defense as well as offense, and Scottie was great when it came to that, as was Michael Jordan, and those two guys came to play every single game. Phil Jackson was a great coach, and I thought Jerry Krause did a terrific job getting the parts of the puzzle. You know, like the New York Yankees, George Steinbrenner used to spend a lot of money, and he would get some terrific players on the Yankees, but they were not, there was not good chemistry. There wasn't, the players, they did not have sufficient role players, guys who would accept their role. And Jerry Krause was great in surrounding Jordan and Pippen with players who would fit in and who had the right attitude. And Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner, he would spend the money when, you know, when it was the smart thing to do. He absolutely would do it. And he gave Jerry Krause and Phil Jackson a great deal of authority and leeway. And you know, when a team wins as much as the Bulls did, a lot of times the owner should be given some of the credit, and I think definitely so should Jerry Reinsdorf. So it was just it was a privilege for me to be with the Bulls during that time period, and I think all Chicago basketball fans were indebted to the Bulls for how great and fun and exciting they were.
After 44 years at the helm, he is the retiring senior vice president of the Chicago Bulls, Irwin Mandel. Thank you so much for reminiscing and for taking the time to share your thoughts and your memories with Chicago's NBA franchise. What are they going to have to do to turn it around, Irwin?
Do you have an hour? No, I'm teasing. For one thing, we've got to get everybody healthy, and that will go a long way towards it. I don't know. At times, the Bulls looked terrific this year. Terrific. We beat Cleveland and San Antonio and the Clippers and Oklahoma City. We looked like a really good basketball team at times, and then at other times it appeared underachieved. So I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about
everybody healthy.
One thing about basketball, which Michael obviously manifested with the Bulls, Steph Curry with the Golden State Warriors. You just need a player or two, and the right chemistry, and that can turn it around. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Glenn. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Irwin Mandel, retiring senior vice president of your Chicago Bulls. Our Tom Karka will have your news, we'll have your AccuWeather forecast, and sports. They're all coming up next on WRJN.
Fountain Hills is Racine's premier senior community, and they've got a big day planned for you.